Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
That was a scam. I really want to highlight because John Blakey has been on to us for a number of days now. Thankfully, we got to you. Sorry, it's near the end of the programme. John, you're a well-known artist and very accomplished artist. You were the portrait artist for the Sultan of Brunei at one stage. What is the scam, John?
Well, good afternoon, Joe. Yeah, I suppose in these strange times, people are thinking of all kinds of ways of getting money out of you. My publishers got in touch with me a couple of days ago saying that somebody had a painting of mine and they would like to know more about it.
Okay.
Which rang alarm bells because about a week before that, somebody else had tried from a different angle saying that they had a picture of a girl and they'd like to know more about it. And I actually engaged with that person and I asked them to describe it. They sent me a picture of it, and it was a painting of my lovely daughter, who was only 16 at the time.
Okay.
And of course, I was very interested because there's that emotional tie. And she said, "Well, would you be interested in buying it back? Because it would be nice if it went back to the artist." And of course, I was very interested, and she named a price, 500 sterling. And then I said, "Well, listen, I need to know a little bit more about the provenance, and could you let me know how you got hold of it and stuff?" And as I started to ask questions,
okay. And could you remember selling it, John?
Well, I actually sold it a long, long time ago to somebody privately, and then they must have put it in an auction because I did see it online.
Okay.
An auction house sold it.
But
a lot of the images are actually online, so you can you can download them. And send them, which they did.
So this person is saying to you, would you like to buy back one of your paintings? I presume the scam is they're offering it to you cheaper than it was sold.
Well, they did. What she didn't realise that she said 500. I would have paid thousands to get it back.
Okay.
Fortunately, she stonewalled. And when I said, "Listen, I'm sure you're a nice person, but I really need to know something more about this. And where are you?" and stuff like that. And she started to become insulted that I was asking personal questions, and then shut the whole thing down.
And you, what was the scam, do you reckon, John?
Well, it was to get me to pay over, either through PayPal or send a check over for, well, in this case, 500 sterling, which is quite a lot of money.
But she did. It wasn't your original painting.
It was my original. The image that she sent was definitely my original painting.
But do you think she had it? How were they?
I don't think she had it at
all.
Okay,
that's what they're
doing.
I
think it was just an image downloaded from the internet. That's been dealing.
Okay.
Selling
and how are you managing during the lockdown, John? I'm very good. So that's a warning to artists. but how are you managing during the lockdown?
It's difficult. It's very, very difficult.
Okay. Do you have a website that people can contact you on? Or buy,
I do, yes.
Buy your product.
JohnAblakey.com.
Okay.
Simply, JohnAblakey.com.
Well, I know a friend of mine, Brian McCarthy, was an incredible artist in Dublin. He's been in the National Gallery and the Crawford Gallery, the RHA. He has a website, Artie McCarthy, Brian McCarthy, and he's trying to see, I don't know why he has to try it, they're so brilliant, but he has product up for sale for Christmas as well. So John Blakey, give me the name again, your website, Blakey.
JohnAblakey.com.
Okay, support your local artists. Don't be buying photographs, do be buying original photographs, but don't be buying copies of paintings. Buy original paintings. They are incredible value and you're helping the artist who lives next door. Thanks indeed, John Blakey. Stay safe and well done on your creativity. Today's producer was Fergus Sweeney. Maeve Mooney is the BCO and Rebecca Meehan is the series producer. And Ray Darcy's next.